Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Officers called to a report of gunshot injuries at a couple's home. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. An unknown person contacted the Gillette Police Department to report a possible self-inflicted gunshot victim and another person who also had been shot at a residence. Officers arrived at the home on Sierra Circle at around 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. A 40-year-old man was found unresponsive with a gunshot wound to the head, according to Detective Sergeant Dean Welsh. EMS arrived and transported the man to the ER, where he was pronounced deceased. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said an autopsy would be scheduled in Rapid City, South Dakota, for sometime later this week to determine the official manner of death. Officers also found a 35-year-old spouse with injuries consistent with gunshot wounds to both upper arms and was transported to the hospital where she was treated and released. No further details were released, and Gillette police detectives are currently investigating the incident. The new mayor and city council members began their terms at the Gillette City Council meeting last night. Shay Lundvall was sworn in as mayor in council chambers by City Clerk Alicia Allen for his four-year term. Mayor Lundvall started off the meeting by welcoming the newly elected officials and looking forward to the new year. "I'm excited for what's ahead and we're ready to go," said Lundvall. Newly elected Councilwoman Heidi Gross and Councilman Jim West were also sworn in, along with current Councilman Tim Karsrud. Council was expected to elect a new council president for the year, but Karsrud suggested they postpone the selection until Councilwoman Trish Simonson was present and the appointment of a Ward 3 council person was complete. The council agreed and moved to postpone until the first council meeting in February. With Lundvall's election as mayor, a vacancy was created and a new representative must be appointed to fulfill his unfinished term on the council. Applications to fill the vacancy are being accepted today through Thursday, January 12th at 5 p.m. Interviews of candidates will be conducted at the January 17th city council meeting. Applications are available online on the city's website, or you can pick up an application at the city clerk's office at City Hall. City Administrator Hyun Kim and City Attorney Sean Brown were also appointed to serve through the 2023 calendar, along with other appointments including alternative municipal judges and city board members. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.